It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Hey, listen, by the way, I got to tell you, I was at Just Love Coffee this weekend. Went out to their Madison location. My wife and I met our daughter out there. And so it was very cool because not only do I enjoy being there anyway, we pretty much, between the four of us, we sampled like half the menu. And every bit of it was good. I particularly had the Jive Turkey Wrap with the pepper jam on it. Dang, that was good. But then also Travis gave me a class, because I'm kind of getting into like pour over coffee, which is kind of bougie, I guess, but nonetheless I am getting into like gourmet blends and brews and trying to do a better job myself at home and make some coffee that actually means something. And so Travis Just Love Coffee gave me a class on pour over coffee, and it was good. But anyway, I posted that on my social media today. But listen, I got to tell you too, by the way, Travis wanted me to let everybody know they have trained up new staff, finished up some things they were doing at one of their locations, and they are fully back to full hours now. You can find them breakfast, lunch, and dinner at their two locations, Hughes Road in Madison and South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. That's Just Love Coffee Cafe. Great place to stop on the way into work, on the way home from work, or go for lunch, or just hang out. And we saw a lot of people just hanging out and enjoying the time at Just Love Coffee Cafe. Check them out. You'll enjoy it. Well, listen, we're going to go right now to a friend on the phone. State Senator Arthur Orr is the chairman of the ETF, the Education Trust Fund budget, which is basically the budget for all things education in the state of Alabama. He has been a member of the legislature now for going on 12 years, maybe more. But Arthur is a member of leadership within the Alabama State Senate and a friend to this show. And State Senator Orr, we appreciate you being on. How are you today?
Hey, doing fine, Phil, on a beautiful, beautiful afternoon in the Tennessee Valley.
It really is. It's I'm sitting here with the door open, letting the fresh air come in. It's one of those days. But well, listen, man, speaking of one of those days, we got to talk about education for a minute. So several things happening. I was giving folks the lowdown that we rank pretty much dead last right now in the nation. Even Mississippi has advanced past us. But yet it's not a money issue, because there are eight states that spend less per student that rank higher than us in education. There's got to be some things we do creatively. I want to talk about the Literacy Act and also your idea for a comparable math-related act. But let's hit the math thing first, man, because that's yours. And I saw you recently in the Associated Press, Kim Chandler wrote an article about you talking about trying to bring our scores up in math and being creative at how we do that. Give us the lowdown.
Well, as you said, we can't go any lower. We are 52nd. And
yep.
Some of your listeners may go, now, wait a minute, we only got 50 states. How can we be 52nd? But if you include the District of Columbia and the Department of Defense schools, then we are 52nd. And, to me, Phil, it's time for some radical intervention. Now, when I say radical, I don't mean hasty or foolish or rash, but we have got to change what we're doing, because obviously it is not working. So with that in mind, I've been waiting on, I'll say, educational leadership to address this issue, because the scores I'm referring to are from 2019, the NAEP scores, and those are the gold standard for the fourth and eighth grades.
Right.
But seeing that, it's something that we've got to address, and I'll have a bill when we kick it off next regular session in a few weeks.
Well, but one of the things your bill does, Arthur, if y'all go the route that I'm seeing in your article here, you set a threshold. Like at some point, and you'll work into a number of things like, interventions, summer programs, math coaches. But at some point, your bill, as read in the article that I'm looking at, says that fifth graders would have to meet a fifth grade standard, or they can't go on to sixth grade. And I mean, that's not really brutal. That's, I mean, that's, I hate to say it, but at some point that has to be, a standard. And
isn't that the way it should be?
I mean, I would think that
if you can't pass the subject, you shouldn't get promoted. But we've gotten in a situation across the country that students are getting promoted and they don't know the subject matter, and we're just moving them along, and then we're graduating either functionally illiterate, you know, students when it comes to reading, obviously, and then you know, the same can go for the core math principles that they ought to know. Now, not everybody should maybe know calculus or algebra or those kind of the higher maths, but the ability to divide, subtract, multiply, all important to know when you go out into the workplace and to function as an adult in the 21st century.
Absolutely. Now, let me ask you this. In the development of your bill, I would assume this is not you working solo. Is the Department of Education on board with the idea of creating some type of a plan like you're talking about?
I have not been working directly with the Department of Ed. I've been working with experienced educators and people much smarter than I on this project, and we've been collaborating for months now and have brought in another person or two that I certainly respect, but I don't want to get into to groups and their agendas and what they want. I wanted to keep focused on those in the education world that are very knowledgeable of what's going on in the front lines in the early years when it comes to mathematics, and put together legislation and then bring it forward and then, you know, begin the legislative process that you know so well. And if there are things that can make it better or improve it, fine. But I think at the end of the day, Phil, we have got to have accountability in the educational world so that we know, students know their core subjects, such as math and such as reading, as the literacy bill approved.
Well, speaking of the literacy bill, and by the way, let me go back and say on the math bill, totally agree. And I was that kid. I mean, I was not a math kid. I was the kid. I was out sick the week they started the multiplication tables and never caught up in life ever after that. So it just, you know, but basically I'm the kid who would have struggled with math all the way through. And that's why I'm not an accountant today. Reading was my thing. I mean, reading was something that was just a passion for me, even as a kid. But I'm a little put off by the fact that the legislature passed the Literacy Act that would have said third grade. Third grade was the marker. Be reading at a third grade level, or you can't go into fourth grade. And yet came back this year, and because of COVID, Senator Smitherman had a bill that said, hey, give us a two-year delay on this. But the governor vetoed it, which I was glad. And then just last week, the governor appears to have changed her stance and does want to delay it. What are your thoughts on that?
I don't know, and I have not received the information, perhaps, that the governor has received, so I want to be guarded in any criticism. That I'm sure, you know, COVID has caused a problem, has presented some difficulties. If you listen to one of your former colleagues, Senator Roger Smitherman from Birmingham, he says it's all just election year politics to not make those voters mad at you and go ahead and delay it for a year. I don't know. I'm sure it may be a combination, but what we don't need to do is rush this out if truly we're not ready, Phil. And I assume that the governor's people have looked at this, and Representative Collins, who was the House sponsor of the legislation that passed, she is supportive. So in that sense, I just feel like I'm going to defer to those who have been looking closely at the issue and have thought it best that we do delay for a year. Though I don't like it.
No.
I mean, you don't get everything you want.
At some point, there's going to have to be, and I don't want to call it a day of reckoning, but you know what I'm saying? At some point, yeah. The education arena, which, you know, the governor helped close down the schools, the education arena was not prepared for remote learning by and large. Some districts did, but some weren't. And then you've had the constant catch up, and then you've had local school boards keeping schools in masks and sometimes doing going back to remote and back and forth and back and forth. It's been I get the disruption, but at what point are we going to say there's got to be a day when we stop using COVID as the reason why we can't get anything done? Because everything else in society is coming back. We owe it to our kids to just say, let's get it on, and we got to reach this level. And that's what we're looking at right now.
Yeah, and I would say this, that, you know, educators have a much more difficult world than perhaps the world that we knew when we were coming through grade school in the 70s today to deal with. The family support is not there, unfortunately, by and large, and so many homes. So the children that are going home are not doing their homework or studying their lessons or whatever. It's screen time, TV time, computer, video games, whatever. It's a lot of turmoil in some families. It's just a very difficult world in which to educate young people. But be that as it may, we've got to show that we need business. And what they found in other states when it comes to literacy, Phil, is that when the parents hear that little Johnny or little Mary are not going to continue on into the fourth grade, if they don't buckle down, parents then become very engaged with that child's education. They get the memo then, and they've seen some real results even in the home life when it comes to Johnny or Mary learning how to read and practice reading at home.
Well, I agree, and that's what, you know, and if we're seeing that kind of result from holding people to a level of accountability or to a marker that they've got to meet, then I would think that's worthy of pursuit. But it sounds like we're moving towards another delay in enforcing that standard, which I believe is going to keep us at number 50 for a while longer. But
well, your listeners probably know this, but I think it's worth saying again. Study after study after study show, and we're on literacy now, that if a child cannot read by the end of the third grade, they will probably or never pick up reading and be an adequate reader. They will become functionally illiterate more probably for the rest of their lives. And so you find in prisons today, prisons full of people who cannot read adequately. And, you know, it all goes back to the early years. When you take math, the experts say fifth grade is kind of a telltale gatekeeping time to make sure they know the basics. And that's the reason we're focusing on the end of the fifth grade. But that is a very, very important time to learn these simple math skills that'll pay dividends for the rest of their lives.
Well, Senator Orr, we are up against a break, my friend, but I appreciate you being on today, and we want to keep track of this fifth-grade math bill that you've got, because I do believe that that's the right route to head down, but blessings on you, man. You have a great Thanksgiving if we don't talk to you, and thanks for being on today.
Thank you, Phil. God bless you. Take care.
All right, thank you. Copper, take us to a break, but folks, that's the thing. We're gonna keep talking about education, because there's some other aspects of education that have to be addressed, not the least of which is, you know, things like, why are we dealing with social justice policies in our schools when we're number 52 in math? I'm just saying. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. We'll be right back.